I Stand Near the Door. It's the name of a poem that I love, and that's going to be most of what I talk about with you today. Very often when I record these, I sit at my desk, which is right over there, but it seemed odd to sit at a desk when I talk about standing by the door. So today, this is the door, and I'm standing by it. These words were written a long time ago. By the way, my name's John. I'm a sinner. God and I are working on this. We're learning through the 12 steps, how to become available to God, to live with God in His love, where the worse my story is, the warmer His welcome is, and where He can take my mess of a life and bring a message to it. And the 12th step, the one that we're looking at right now, is having experienced a spiritual awakening. And if you're watching, listening to these words right now, that's a door that lies open before you to be awakened to the presence of God, even if sometimes it feels like He is not there, like you haven't seen the sun for a long time. He is. Having experienced spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we sought to carry the message to others and to put these principles into all of our affairs. When the 12 steps were not invented, really discovered through this Christian community, this fellowship that was called the Oxford Group, the United States kind of headquarters, kind of epicenter for it was Calvary Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C., and the pastor there was a man named Sam Shoemaker, and he became a very important figure in the development and the spread of the 12 steps and of AA, and was an important friend and spiritual advisor to Bill W. And as you might imagine, being at a rather high-toned Episcopal church in the 1930s in Washington, D.C., or New York, where it was located, people were not necessarily sure that they wanted a whole lot of drunks around. And so Sam Shoemaker got into a fair amount of hot water for the kind of ministry that he did and the kind of people that he would reach and the kind of life that he lived. And he was not a perfect guy at all. But he wrote what to me has always felt like kind of an inspired account of his sense of calling. And this is really the 12th step. Having experienced a spiritual awakening due to the grace of God and finding this way of life, we sought to carry the message to others. So that's the invitation to you today. The invitation, the challenge is stand near the door. Here's what Sam Shoemaker wrote a long time ago. I stand by the door. I neither go too far in nor stay too far out. The door is the most important door in the world. It is the door through which men walk when they find God. There is no use my going way inside and staying there when so many are still outside and they as much as I crave to know where the door is. And all that so many ever find is only the wall where the door ought to be. They creep along the wall like blind men with outstretched, groping hands, feeling for a door, knowing there must be a door, yet they never find it. So I stand by the door. The most tremendous thing in the world is for men, women, people to find that door, the door to God. The most important thing that anyone can do is to take hold of one of those blind, groping hands and put it on the latch that only clicks and opens to the person's own touch. People die outside the door, as starving beggars die, on cold nights, in cruel cities, in the dead of winter, die for want of what is within their grasp. They live on the other side of it, live, because they have not found it. Nothing else matters compared to helping them find it, and open it, and walk in, and find Him. So I stand by the door. Go in, great saints, go all the way in. Go way down into the cavernous cellars and way up into the spacious attics. In this vast, roomy house, this house where God is, go into the deepest of the hidden casements of withdrawal, of silence, of sainthood, of what my wife would call introverted, introspective, academic white maleness. Know the depths and heights of God and call out to the rest of us how wonderful it is. Sometimes I take a deeper look in, sometimes venture in a little farther. But my place seems closer to the opening, so I stand by the door. There is another reason why I stand here. Some people get partway in and become afraid lest God and the zeal of his house devour them. For God is so very great and asks all of us. And these people feel a cosmic claustrophobia and want to get out. Let me out, they cry. And the people way inside only terrify them more. Somebody must be by the door to tell them that they're spoiled for the old life. They have seen too much. One taste of God and nothing but God will do anymore. Somebody must be watching for the frightened who seek to sneak out just where they came in to tell them how much better it is inside. The people too far in do not see how near these are to leaving, preoccupied with the wonder of it all. Somebody must watch for those who have entered the door but would like to run away. So for them too, I stand by the door. I admire the people who go way in. But I wish they would not forget how it was before they got in. Then they would be able to help the people who have not yet found the door, or the people who want to run away again from God. You can go in too deeply and stay in too long and forget the people outside the door. As for me, I shall take my old accustomed place, near enough to God to hear him and know he is there, but not so far from people as to not hear them and remember that they are there too. Where? Outside the door. Thousands of them, millions of them. But more important for me, one of them, two of them, 10 of them, whose hands I am intended to put on the latch. So I stand by the door and wait for those who seek it. I had rather be a doorkeeper. I had rather be a doorkeeper. So I stand by the door.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you could pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.